We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Steve and Ted in the morning now, 6:46 on a Friday morning. Three big things. Day 10 of local stay home order. Sedgwick County virus cases at 79,552 across Kansas.
Two.
Wichita Mayor Whipple says, remember the homeless during the pandemic.
One.
Sedgwick County jail deputy tested positive for COVID-19. A second officer showing symptoms. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
The good news is that the traffic volumes are still fairly light because of the stay-at-home order. The bad news, roadways are slippery out there. Watch out, we've got some freezing fog and the elevated roadways getting the worst of it right now. Bridges and overpasses. We've had reports of semi-rollovers out there. We've had crashes westbound on Kellogg and Washington, eastbound Kellogg at Taylor and Dugan, and we had crashes earlier this morning on I-235 as well. So, again, be extra careful out there. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Cloudy and cool with a 50% chance for freezing drizzle today and a high of only 43 degrees. Partly cloudy and cool tonight. The overnight low 31. Saturday mostly sunny and a bit warmer. Tomorrow's high up to 53. Right now, a cloudy sky, 28 degrees. North wind gusting to 31 miles per hour. Gives you a wind chill of 14. Weather brought to you by Wood Savers. Quality deck restoration since 1990. Call Bob or Judy at Wood Savers, 831-9300. All the major indices were up on Wall Street Thursday.
A bright spot for the market, oil's 25% gain today, the most ever in a single day. President Trump said Russia and Saudi Arabia may take oil off the market, helping to boost crude prices. The oil news helped investors brush aside a report on first-time jobless claims, spiking 6.6 million last week, showing the extent of the damage caused by the coronavirus. At the close, the Dow finished higher by 469 points, the Nasdaq gained 126, and the S&P 500 up by 56. In New York, I'm Lauren Simonetti, Fox News.
President Trump says he expects Saudi Arabia and Russia will dramatically cut production and end an oil war that sent energy prices plummeting, but the Kremlin disputed part of his tweet, leading to skepticism that a deal was imminent. Global glut in production, coupled with an economy reeling from the coronavirus pandemic, has set energy prices to lows not seen since 2002.
Hitting us hard here, that's for sure.
That's right. 6:49 now, Steve and Ted. Time for Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. Good morning, Don.
Good morning. We're going to talk about college grades and success in life, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I recently had meetings out of state, and in the course of updating a long-range plan with a single mother of a college-age daughter, Haley was her name, she was a poor student in high school. She missed a lot of school, but she graduated. She attended a couple of community colleges and a university over a two-year period and was still trying to find herself, just not ready for school. Late last year, something clicked. Haley is in Ecuador right now, speaking Spanish, interning for a charity, and she pulled all A's and one B in the past two semesters. Well, how much do good grades translate to good careers? College admissions tout the importance of high school grades and ACT or SAT scores. the higher those indicators, the greater one has for scholarship opportunities and more privileges, prestige, and preferences are given to that student. Without good grades, acceptance to an elite college, an academic college, is impossible. And that Ivy League sheepskin leads to better opportunities for high-salary jobs. Well, it makes me wonder about grading. There's grade inflation, whereby a low-quality school may hand out A's that are about the same as a C or better at a school. Does that happen? Well, sometimes good grades are one's ability to memorize and just regurgitate. Creative types may do poorly on tests because of a multiple of conflicts that in the way that they learn. Well, how do poor grades translate to success in life and a career? An article in Inc. magazine points out that Al Gore, George Bush 1 and 2, John Kerry, Joe Biden, and John McCain were considered lousy students when it came to grades. Richard Nixon was an excellent student. John D. Rockefeller dropped out of high school, as did Walt Disney, Richard Branson, Elton John, James Cameron, Frank Lloyd Wright, and many lesser-known billionaire names like David Murdoch and James H. Clark. Grades don't necessarily determine success. I believe it's attitude, passion, ingenuity, and some luck. Keep studying. Strive for good grades. Get into a good college, but develop your own path and stick to it as many of those other very successful people did. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call, number 634-2222.
It's been a good long time since my two youngsters were preparing for college.
Right,
and,
right.
Both of them applying for scholarships. Uh-huh. And I learned that not only the grades, but the test scores, the ACT or whatever.
Yeah, that's a bunch
and,
of
them. And the other thing was when they looked for scholarships, looked at citizenship, what kind of person they were. Did they do anything?
I think that's important. And did they give back to the community? Were they self-starters? But you know what? Your brain doesn't fully mature until you're, 26 or 27?
I'm still waiting.
I'm still waiting. Yeah, I'm still waiting for yours, too.
Is that right? Is that what you think, 22?
Maybe? Oh, you're right. I think it's pretty well documented.
Yeah.
You know, but it's just I just think you're basing your entire future on an ACT or an SAT score. And that, to me, that's just it's a racket.
Okay, I'm talking to you guys, and you know this. When did you finally figure out what you're going to do in life? At what age?
Well,
did you
think?
You went in the Navy.
I was in the Navy, and that was mainly to try to find myself. I know that sounds weird, but I think some people get out of school. But then I finished college in 3 years, just accelerated it because I was a little bit behind of my peers. And I graduated about the same time many of them did, even after a couple of years in the Navy.
Well, you've been thinking your naval experience, though, probably taught you the kind of discipline you needed.
It was a very good thing for me, at least.
How about you, Ted? Did you know what you were going to do when you were a kid, or did you?
I don't know. I was
still looking.
I was calling games and in my basement.
There you go.
Stratomatic.
Was that
and
what
stuff.
You? But
I mean,
weren't you more into theater and that sort of thing,
or was that just a sideline? That
for
was
you?
A side. I was obviously
was
a side line. Thing.
Yeah,
sports was sports and journalism.
Really,
was what I
wow.
wanted to do. Yeah,
I kind of got the clue when I was in college. Yet I was still pretty much a late bloomer.
But I've had a few careers that have all been pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and right now they say that the average college grad is going to have essentially 11 different major jobs.
Wow.
And
11?
Those jobs, I mean, my daughter, for example, graduated with a certain degree. Now she's using some of that, but she's doing I'm so proud of her, really well in Washington, D.C., doing something that really doesn't have a whole bunch to do with her education.
Okay. Well, we can keep in a track of some of the businesses in town and what they're doing right now with the restaurants and so forth. And we got a notation from P.F. Chang's. They're open for curbside free delivery. Their hours are Sunday through Thursday, 11 to 8, Friday to Saturday, 11 to 9, at the waterfront.
Curbside free delivery? In other words, they'll walk out with it for free?
Yeah, absolutely. It doesn't cost a penny.
That's good.
But apparently they're big listers out of P.F. Chang's. And And that's, you know, I'm
it's
not
a great
much
restaurant.
Into that kind of food. I like it every now and then. But that's a good place.
Yeah,
no
it
doubt
is.
About it. All right, guys. What's today, Ted?
April 3rd,
World Party Day.
Party by yourself.
Encourages a a coordinated effort of joyful human celebration around the globe.
Can the irony be any thicker on that?
Going to be kind of tough with 10-person gathering limit and 6-foot separation, but if you have the inclination, it is World Party Day.
Time to party a little bit like a rock star.
And coming up at 7 o'clock hour, we got the Secret Sound with Steve and Ted. You could win a couple of pizzas this morning.
Hey, by the way, I was just listening to Police Scanner.
Do it.
They said Kellogg is a sheet of ice. Kellogg is extremely icy right now. So
really?
You just might want to stay off
Kellogg. What part? I mean, the whole...
A lot of the elevated parts, mostly through the middle of town.
I don't imagine I-235 or I-135 are much better either.
Avoid it.
Who would have thunk? Yesterday, about 5 o'clock, everything just started getting cold.
Yep. All right, 6:55, Steve and Ted. Coming up at the top of the hour, 7 o'clock. All the news this morning. Sedgwick County detention officer tested positive for the virus. We've got that story and more. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.